Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
That is right. We are 1 week away from Top Gun.
Oh. Well, and after
today,
the last...
we have Downton Abbey.
And after the last few minutes, let me just say this. This may be the greatest professional night of Alex Teichert's life, the way he aced the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
What, he only missed one, right?
I know. None. It was great.
You missed one. You went against us on one of them.
I went. No, that was the one I got right.
You got one of them wrong.
I was 100.
Oh, a week from now.
I'll have the tape played back. Go ahead.
I record the tape.
Yeah, and you edit it.
Wow. He's saying you do nefarious stuff, Alex Teichert.
I am calling erroneous, Mike.
Okay.
I'm not saying you didn't dominate. I'm just saying you weren't perfect.
I was perfect.
Wow, we got an old fashioned brawl going on here. Whether or not Alex was perfect in the Magic Johnson Twitter game,
and somewhere, maybe in our own hallways, someone just raised their hand and said, "Who cares?
I didn't get one wrong." Hey, dude, it's fine, man. No, but I didn't get one wrong. Okay, you didn't get one wrong. That's fine. But you know, it's funny you say Top Gun. Okay, it's funny you say Top Gun because I have a source. A Hollywood source that I can't say this person's name, but I have a Hollywood source who gets advance
copies.
Did they get a screener?
Movie. No. This person didn't get a screener. No. But it, just tell you who my source is. This is a person who is an advanced person in Hollywood.
Okay.
And that person texted me a few minutes ago, heard us talking about Top Gun on the show, and said that, I'm going to read the tweet right now. People in our industry that I know that have seen Top Gun say it is the best theatrical experience of the past 5 years.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. The best theatrical experience of the past 5 years.
Since I went and saw Cyrano twice.
You went to see it twice?
Oh, I loved it.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know how it was going to end, right? I mean, it's a tale as old as time.
It was still really good. It's Peter Dinklage singing.
Oh, this is true. No, this is true. But hey, you know what? One thing I'll tell you this. I'm going to give you another big Hollywood Bowl prediction before we get back into the NBA. Another big Hollywood Bowl prediction. I remember I told you last year that Will Smith was going to win Best Actor for King Richard just by seeing the trailer, right? And I was right.
I didn't see everything that was nominated, but. I don't remember ever once watching that performance going, man, he should really win an award on this.
But I told you he was going to win because he was probably very good in the role. Right. But I told you he was going to win just by seeing the trailer. Just like I told you Frances McDormand was going to win for Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
I knew, right? I knew watching the trailer, I could tell, right? So I told you, it was a big bold prediction. I'm going to give you this one because it's been in a lot of previews for movies I've seen. I guarantee you, Austin Butler is going to win Best Actor for playing Elvis at the next Oscars. And he won't punch anybody during the ceremony. I'll give you those two bold predictions right there.
And my kids are fired up for that movie.
I bet you. Austin Butler is going to win Best Actor.
Especially now that they've really become big Tom Hanks fans.
Yeah.
And they celebrate everything in the Playtone galaxy.
He's not the star of this? No. You know, a few years ago he might have been the star, but no. He's Colonel Tom Parker now. But and you got Billy is in it from Stranger Things. You don't see Stranger Things, but Billy is in it. Doc Ray Montgomery.
I just like when you know guys named Billy.
Billy is in it. Yeah, you got Billy in the movie.
But I'll tell you, Billy.
Telling you, Austin Butler, Best Actor for Elvis. Write it down right now. I've seen the previews. He's going to win.
Remember, he's playing Elvis.
He's going to win. Trust me. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I hope there's a little Kentucky rain in there. That'd be great.
I'm sure they're going to fill it
the
with
classic
every
Eddie
single.
Money song.
They're going to fill it
Not
with
Eddie
so
Money.
Many songs.
Eddie Rabbit. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew what you. I see. The thing is, I knew you meant Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah,
I knew you meant Eddie Rabbit.
Conflated him.
Hey, listen, if T-Shirt can take us out with I Love a Rainy Night, I'll count tonight as a night that we've done.
Mike admits I didn't miss one.
Ooh. All right, I really want to hear I Love a Rainy Night. Can you admit that he didn't miss one? It's well played by T-Shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
No, it is true.
That is well played. That's pressure.
Fabricate information on the radio.
Have the tape.
Just to hear Eddie Rabbit.
And I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Harmon?
I don't think it's true, but...
Wow. Harmon, come on, man!
But because what perfection is what you're aspiring to, if I can help you get there, I'm going to help you get there, T-Shirt.
What a guy.
All right, there we go.
What round of the Magic Johnson Twitter game that T-Shirt had.
There we go. All right, but
not enough.
Is that good enough? Not enough. I knew you were going to say not enough. I knew it.
It was like a Kurt Hennig experiment.
I don't know who that is, but I'll say thank you.
Mr. Perfect.
Oh, boy. All right, so can you just do it real fast? Can you just do it real fast? Can you just say it real fast?
I did. I called him Mr. Perfect.
Okay, that should be enough. You shouldn't even like Sean Connery if you're going to say that, because apparently Harmon's got something in his mouth right now. He doesn't want to admit that. So
I was trying to take a Tylenol. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna.
And so I paused it, and then you guys wouldn't let it go. Can you say it? Can you say it again? Say it again, so he has it nice and clean. Say it, please. All right, it's said.
Yes, we meet again, Trebek. Yes.
Damn it, to hear that Eddie Rabbit yes. song.
I love a rainy
night.
That's
a high yes. price to pay.
Yes, Eddie Rabbit, Eddie Money. I like anybody singing songs named Eddie. Eddie Fisher, Eddie, I'm out of Eddies.
Eddie
from Iron Maiden. Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Party all the time.
Eddie
party
from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. A little.
Oh, hey, too soon for Eddie, man. Come on, man. It's
hey,
too soon. Too soon
celebrate bro. The Loaf's entire catalog.
Let's do the time warp. So we watch the Warriors beat the Mavericks 126-117. We'll have more on this game coming up in about 10 minutes. But another big story out of the NBA tonight. The Lakers have their finalists down to three, right? They started with 64. After the first round, they were down to 32. They got to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. This is where Mark Jackson got eliminated. Some other guys got eliminated. But now they are down to three. According to sources, it is Kenny Atkinson, who we told you the Lakers are going to wind up. I remember when it first came up, when they fired Frank Vogel, I said they should hire a guy like Kenny Atkinson. At least he's got acumen and can maybe teach them something. The former Blazers head coach Terry Stotts and Bucks assistant Darvin Ham.
There you go.
So this is where the Lakers' next head coach is coming from. This is going to be a different take on the Lakers hiring a head coach, because I'll tell you this much, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter who the Lakers hire. There is nothing one of these coaches can do that's going to change the fortunes of the Lakers next season. It just isn't. The Lakers are stuck. No one's going to change this culture that is driven by LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Clutch Sports and Rich Paul. No one's going to change that. No one's going to come in and be the guy, oh, I'm going to be the person that makes sure we're all on the same page. No, it's not happening, okay? Anthony Davis isn't suddenly going to say, hey, I got to get my body right and make sure I'm healthy all the way through. No, he's going to play. He's going to be hurt. He's going to be on and off the court. LeBron, I've told you, he's done winning. Right, he is done. He has finished the winning part of his career, and now he's about individual achievement, staying on the court, where basketball is what he does to continue to do everything else he does while he's still current NBA star and not former NBA star. It's not happening. Unless the Lakers can make an unforeseen, crazy trade, they're not going to be any different. They're already asking everybody they're going to interview, what would you do with Russell Westbrook next year? Which tells you, A, they have no answer, looking for somebody else to answer it for them, and B, they're going to go in with Russell Westbrook. They're stuck with this team. They're absolutely stuck next season. There's nothing you can do. They're going to be a little bit less than mediocre next year, even if LeBron and AD play more games. Why? Because LeBron is getting older, and AD is going to give you what he gives you, right? It's going to be that doesn't matter who the head coach is. It's irrelevant because the Lakers are done winning until the post-LeBron era. They're not going to win until they can move on from LeBron, because right now he's someone that no one's going to come play with, because let's face it, not many people came to play with LeBron in the beginning. He's had some years where, boy, no one's coming to play with me. No one's going to come at the end of his career where he's talking about, I want to play with Bronny. I mean, does he really care about winning? People know this. People can see this. You can see this in LeBron. With a chance to get the Lakers into the playoffs at the end of the season, what did he do? He missed all the games but two. I told you he was going to miss all the games at the end, and he did. Boom. Bold prediction. Jason Smith, thank you.
But, and he wasn't even back to try to win the scoring title.
No, this is going to be a bad year for the Lakers, no matter how you cut it up, because you have to just suck it up. It's one of those years where we're stuck because we traded away our draft picks. We put all our money in. Russell Westbrook's coming back. There's nothing you can do. The best thing for next year, get used to this fact. If I'm the Lakers and I walked in and they said, what do you do with Russell Westbrook? I would say, listen, I'll play him. I don't care. I could also sit him down. Because you know what I would do? We should tank. What are you talking about? Is it really worth it to go nuts to be a just under mediocre type team who are not going to win? No, it's not going to help us. Let's finish lower. Let's get rid of some salary. Let's get assets that are going to be the next invention of the Lakers. So this means we let Westbrook's contract expire. We let him go. We trade Anthony Davis. We trade AD because we've seen the best of him. He's not suddenly going to get healthier as he gets into his 30s. Not going to happen. So we've seen the best, won a championship. It's time to move on. We'll get great assets for Anthony Davis. I say I'd love to trade LeBron James, but it's probably not going to happen. It would be very, very difficult. So you know what we do is we let him play this year, and then there's no extension, and we let him go. And you're a free agent, and you can go back to Cleveland for his last couple of years and go play with Bronny and say, hey, it was great. We had a great experiment with you, and we won a championship, and you were able to make space. Space Jam 2 and whatever you want to do for the end of your NBA career. But yeah, we need to go forward, and you free everything up. And a year from now, the Lakers are walking into free agency saying, hey, we got assets, we got money, come here and make it your team. And then you can get a couple of guys who are saying, hey, let's make it our team as we go play for the Lakers for the next few years. Don't have to worry about playing in LeBron's shadow. We can go do this. So a year from now, with money and resources, the Lakers can be right back in as contenders. But it's not worth it to spend all this year just to be a little less than mediocre team. It's not going to work for you. If there was a way out, I would say, yep, let's remake it. Let's make moves. You're bringing in a coach. But whoever is coach, you're not going to have that kind of impact because you're not going to get the buy-in and you're not going to have the talent. And it's going to be a lot like it was this year where maybe you struggle to get into the play-in round. And is that really enough? Sacrifice this year. Just have a lot of fun. LeBron going for the record with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Try to make it about that. Maybe you get lucky and you stay in the race for a long time and it could still be an okay season, but just punt on it and know that if we tank this year, we are really setting ourselves up. And we trade AD and we move on from Westbrook, we let LeBron's contract go, and then a year from now things are looking really good.
I do like your tank and blow it all up theory. I mean, LaVar Ball tried to speak something into existence for the first time in a while, saying that Zach LaVine didn't want to be second fiddle to DeMar DeRozan, so he wants to be a Laker. I don't know how that works. In a land of funny money, a parallel universe, or some insane world where the Bulls took on Russell Westbrook's contract, which ain't going to happen, especially, I mean, his kid is there, for crying out loud, in Chicago. But I like your experimentation in this thought process of just let it all go, right? Recognize that this year's loss. Look, from those three guys, Darvin Ham, former assistant, well-respected, the new guy. Stotts, A to B guy. What's the point? Why not get the guy that could be fundamental to a reset and help you build, which is where Atkinson comes in? Right, as a guy that's got some history. But it's all about what does LeBron buy into, at least in the moment. Whether it is even entertaining, how do I get traded out of here with Rich Paul and company. Rich Paul now taking over a seat on the board of directors at Funko, by the way. And he was at the game tonight with Adele.
Yeah, I say he was, yeah. There. They were enjoying the game tonight, I saw.
Hey, sing a song. There's 18,000 people, just like when you were supposed to perform in Vegas. All right, evidently there's contract stuff. There were a lot of battles. It wasn't all just her. There was more behind-the-scenes money stuff. But that's for a tabloid show later on. When we look at it, resetting isn't easy, right? You don't have any draft capital. Talen Horton-Tucker sank. In an opportunity to either become that guy and a pivotal player for the Lakers or the guy that could be dealt. And right now he's neither of those things. It's the worst of all scenarios, right? Either he's a foundational piece for you, like, all right, we really like what we see. And as we get to this next iteration, whatever the phase out is of Westbrook and whatever, we got a guy. We don't have a guy. We don't have a guy. Nor do we have a guy that teams are now clamoring for, saying, hey, we want to give you real assets and picks and whatever to go and grab him for our roster. No, it's not there. So it kind of torpedoed a lot of things that they were hoping coming out of the season. If you can keep LeBron and Davis healthy, and you know, obviously whenever we do that game of saying if, we already know what the answer is, but let's play it for the mental exercise that it is. That you can surround them with enough of a cast in theory to get you into the playoffs. What does that get you? A playoff appearance for LeBron and a, you know, wild haymaker puncher's chance in what is a really good Western Conference. In other words, no chance at all. So what it really comes down to is Jeannie Buss as you and I have preached going on a long, long time before the thought pieces, but we'll add ours, you know, making sure that it's at the front of the line and in line as well, is unless you're changing the principal characters in the room making decisions, you're going to keep making bad decisions. And only once in a while will you get lucky when someone like LeBron James decides to pull up to the table and say, hey, I want to join this. I don't know who's walking through that door to do it this time.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I've had sex with him like 50, 60 times.
I'll tell you, there are a few things in sports, Mike Harmon, that are more exciting than this Oilers Flame series so far.
No, it is pretty damn good.
Whoo, man. If
we got goalies cramping up and going, skating, going, oh, it ain't over yet. Oh, it's chaos.
Mike Smith is 40. I mean, come on. And he's going to win this game for Edmonton as long as they hold on the last couple of minutes. It is up and down. It is wide open. This is one of those series where you watch and go, now I get why people love hockey. Now I really understand why that happens. It has been
showcase the
fun.
Hell out of it. Man. Beam it on the side of tall buildings in cities nationwide.
Joining us now on the hotline, a man who might be able to do actually that. He is Vegas insider, Fox Sports radio host. He also spent 5 years as the Lions pre- and post-game host in Detroit. Congratulations on escaping. It is Bernie Fratto who joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at Bernie Fratto. BF, what's happening, man?
Hey, gentlemen, good evening. By the way, did you get confirmation on those bags of M&Ms that John Daly was eating? Were they the, like, the small vending machine variety, or were they the Sam's Club industrial drink size?
I don't believe they were the big – I think they had to be at least what you got in a vending machine. Like, Harmon thought they might be the, like, the small snack packs. I'm like, no, no, no. There's only, like,
maybe leftover from, you know, last Halloween. I don't know.
Well, yeah, if you're drinking 12 Diet Cokes, you're washing down a lot of peanut M&Ms. So just a thought.
Well, or are you drinking the Diet Cokes, you're getting hungry, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Symbiotic, good word. Excellent.
You like
word.
That, huh?
Well, we talked earlier about how much money Jason Cole Smith and I had wasted on education to end up here. So we thought we'd throw in some big words along the way, Bernie.
I gave Syracuse a lot of money. He gave Northwestern a lot of money. Cole gave
I went back and gave Santa Clara more money. Yeah. For an MBA.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah. I'm an advocate of education. I'm no high school dropout. I did go the full 6 years.
Oh, that's good. Where'd you go to college?
Cal State Fullerton.
Wow, you and Phil Nevin.
I was a little older than him, but I went to Cal State Fullerton for two terms, Carter's and Reagan's.
You're like the booger line from
Better
Off Dead. No, Better Off Dead. I've been in this school now 6 years. I'm no dummy.
That's right.
All right, so what'd you make of tonight's game with the Warriors and the Mavericks? Because the Mavericks threw everything they could at them in the first half, and the Warriors still are able to have enough and have enough left at the end and win in time to put the Mavericks away. I got to think at this point that the Warriors are the overwhelming favorites to win the NBA title in Vegas. Am I right? Am I wrong? Where am I?
Well, no, you're actually spot on. They're basically even money to win the entire championship, and heading into tonight's game, for the series price alone, they were -450 to beat Dallas, and you nailed it. The first half, Dallas, 15-27 from behind the arc, forced 10 turnovers. But in the second half, Golden State does what championship teams do. They made Dallas uncomfortable. They got stops. They won the rebound battle. You know, when Kevon Looney, when your eighth best player, in the first two games, he's a combined 15-19 field goal, 17 rebounds. In the second half, as the primary defender, he held the guy he was guarding to 0 points, 0 for 7. You've got a team that's got championship DNA, and Dallas held Dallas to 13 points in the third quarter. Dallas has been a notoriously slow starting team in these playoffs. They're combined 1-5 in the first two games of all three series, but they've dug themselves a hole. I think they're all but done.
Now they head back home, and we'll see. I mean, Luka with 20 in the first game, illness, shoulder. We see all the tape and everything on there today. Has himself a huge day. Probably settles somewhere in between. How much do you do in terms of player props, or do you stick to the teams?
You stick to the teams. Well, the player props are always a crapshoot. And, of course, Luka is averaging 34 points through 24 career playoff games. That even tops Michael Jordan. You might find some value on a Jalen Brunson, who, by the way, might look really good in a Knick uniform next year.
No, the Knicks are going to give him whatever they need. Whatever he wants.
The problem with Dallas is they can't get stops when they need them, and that's the old Chuck Daly adage. Start with a stop, and the chemistry the defensive chemistry that the Warriors have is really what ends up standing out. And, of course, they shoot threes pretty well, too.
Bernie Fratto, Vegas insider with us here, Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, let's head to the Eastern Conference now, where, you know, not all wins are created equal. And, like, tonight's win for the Warriors certainly is a win for the Mavericks, where they have to say, what do we have to do? It's a tough one to come back from. I see the Game 2 loss by the Miami Heat the same way. Hey, they were missing two of their guys in Game 1. We won. All they did was get healthy in Game 2, and they crushed us. I don't know that Miami can hang with Boston the rest of the way.
No, I think you're spot on, Jason. Boston has outscored Miami 7 of the 8 quarters in Game 1. No Horford, no Smart. They still outscored them 3 of the 4 quarters. It was the third quarter when they, 39-14. This is a series where the pros are gloating because it's an interesting phenomenon when you have the number one seed, which Miami was, but the lower seed was the favorite in Boston. Boston opened this series minus 180, but with Miami winning game one, Boston then went to a plus 120 underdog. The pros have pounced on that. Miami comes out and loses game two. Now Boston is minus 250 for the series. And I think, you know, this is a rematch from 2 years ago, but the Celtics, they took them to six then, the Celtics then, before losing. This is a much more talented and deeper team. You've got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They're both much better than they were on both ends of the floor. Marcus Smart is in a role now that much better suits him. Al Horford looks like the all-star player that he was back in Atlanta. Then you've got role players like Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White. Boston's deep. Boston's intelligent. They play both ends of the floor. I think we're heading towards a Boston Golden State Finals.
You just agreed with Smith twice, so Armageddon is nigh as we go. Hey, can we get odds on a potential fight between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban?
I'd say right now it's about even money, you know. I will say this, though. There's a certain irony here that, what was it, 10, 12 years ago, Nick Saban was complaining about the spread offenses, right? And this is ruining college football. Guess what offense he runs now? So to be determined, although I'm going to talk about this tomorrow night in my show, Texas A&M with their Amplify program and their boosters coming together in a coalition raised about $30 million. They're just gaming the system the same way John Calipari gamed the system years ago with the one and done. So to be determined, I think they'll kiss and make up.
Does NIL deals, do they really move the betting line on teams and make you think, okay, hey, I mean, obviously, look, you get good players, but have you seen a correlation between, hey, here's a team that does really well recruiting NIL-wise and what that means for betting lines?
You know, Jason, it's too soon to tell, but I think it's a bit of a fool's gold situation. These kids are all incoming freshmen. Is there pressure to play them sooner? There's no guarantee they're going to do well. Look what happened to Quinn Ewers at Ohio State. You know, everything, a lot of it, in the betting world, a lot of times everything is perception. Look at the PGA, right? Tiger was 60-1 everywhere because he's Tiger Woods, but a sharp guy at Circa Sports put him at 104-1 to win the PGA before the tournament started. He said, Tiger's not going to win. Bring me all your action. I'm tired of this Tiger love. Sure enough, by the end of round one, Tiger was 400-1. Now he's made the cut. And he's 500-1 to win the tournament. And I watched him today. I got to admit, he's striking the ball pretty well. But I got to tell you, that Fred Sanford walk looks a little concerning to me.
He does look a little yoked, though. There's no question
about
it. Oh,
man, yes. Is he like auditioning for the next, the next iteration of the Incredibles movie? Look at that upper body.
Oh,
where's
I
my
like
super
that.
Suit? I like it.
Why do you need to know?
Oh, that would be good. Bernie Prado, our guest here at the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. NBA action, fantastic. We were kind of chuckling that the over-under in this hockey game, Edmonton and Calgary, was only 6.5, Bernie, because it seems like we're at least reviewing a goal every 36 seconds.
It was 9-6 the other night. I stopped watching. I don't know if someone missed an extra point or what. But I got to tell you, there's going to be a market adjustment. And I do think both teams will start to play a more defensive role. But these two teams get up and down the ice, and neither one has a Hall of Fame goalie. So sometimes series take on a personality of their own. And I know, I go, Jason, I'm going to go 3-for-3 with you. You're right. This is clearly going to be an over tonight.
All right. Now let's see if we can go 4-for-4.
Okay.
Betting odds on the Mets to win the World Series.
Oh,
where are they at? Do you like them? Do you not like them?
I love the Mets if they can just stay healthy.
Well, that's the rub, isn't it?
Well, that's very much the rub. But if they look, remember that you've got an expanded playoff field. And in this man's Major League Baseball, if you just get to Labor Day 500, you're probably in the postseason tournament. And I think that it's very difficult to repeat, whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's the Braves, and expectations. It's about time this Mets team, they've clearly got a roster and they've got some good offense too. And if you piss Pete Alonso off, he might just beat you up. So, yeah, I like this Mets team. It is a marathon and they got to stay healthy, but I think the Mets are very alive.
All right, finally, we got the Preakness. Getting ready to run. No Rich Strike, so there is no Triple Crown, but Epicenter 6-5 morning line looking game. You got any long shots you want to give to the good people to try to find them a big payout so maybe they can go bet the Mets?
I bet the same horse every race. I bet Pie Oh My. And he's never done well for me in the last decade. That's a Sopranos reference. I'm sorry. Long and the short of it is, for you Michigan State fans, the bottom line is this. I don't bet horse racing. I know a lot of actions come on simplification and creative minister and Epicenter. You're right. Is clearly the favorite. But, you know, I got full disclosure, guys, my 6 years of high school, horse racing is not one of the classes I took, so I have to politely demur.
You can follow on Twitter at Bernie Fratto. You see what he did there? You see what he did?
That was good. Yeah.
That's at Bernie Fratto. Bernie, you on this weekend on Fox? What's going on?
Yes, sir. 11 p.m. to Pacific to 3 a.m. A lot of stuff tomorrow. We'll talk about the Saban-Jimbo Fisher situation. John Gruden back in the news, by the way. And we'll talk NBA playoffs, PGA, some crazy things going on in Major League Baseball, and everybody's favorite game. What kind of brand new fool are you?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm a Mets fan. I'm a great fool. I can be the greatest fool in the world. Take it easy, buddy. Thanks so much for stopping by. Have a great show tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Bernie.
There goes Bernie Fratto. Great stuff from him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Hey. Mike, check. Check, check, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Xtina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. So we watched the Golden State Warriors come from behind tonight in a game that we thought they were dead in the water at halftime.
Yeah.
They beat the Mavericks to take a 2-0 lead in the series, 126-117. And there's a couple of big highlights that we need to get to from this game here in our last few minutes. And the number one thing is this. For the Warriors, why were they able to do this? This was a team that at the end of the game had jump. They were fresher. They were able to get their shots, and the Mavericks looked like they were just dead in the water. They made Luka work the entire game, which is the Warriors' strategy. Let's make Luka do as much as he can to try to get his 40 points, and by the end of the game, if nobody else is really playing well or if they're winning, Luka's going to be exhausted. He's not going to be able to hit the game-winning shots, and that's exactly what happened tonight. Warriors wind up winning over the Mavericks when the Mavericks just ran out of gas. Playing that first half the way they did, the Mavericks have to say, what do we have to do to win a game, right? We shot 50% from three-point range in the first half. They were up by 19. They lost by 9.
No, it's the hard part, right, is that you have such a phenomenal first half, and we watched that, game one, a lot of open shots that they didn't make. Here, three-pointers were falling. Problem is, the law of averages, eventually you're going to miss. And when you get dominated by a 2-1 margin in the points of the paint, 62-30, you're going to get beaten. I mean, it's just basic math, my man. Trying to outshoot a squad, you can do that now and again, but eventually you got to put together and grind out the runs. And they were not able to do that once the Warriors started chipping away. You got a huge game out of Looney as a defender, and certainly offensively, 21-12, hang that one in the Louvre. I mean, that's as good as it gets right there. Curry with another 32-point night, including the, hey, let's all put these guys to sleep after a big three-point shot. Klay wasn't great, but, I mean, he dunked. I mean, come on. When
Klay's dunking, you got to realize, hey, this is not going our way.
Our defensive rotations have collapsed. If Klay is dunking on us, we have lost all fundamental defensive mode. So, yeah, for Jason Kidd, I mean, that had to be hard because that looked like one that no matter how rough a ride is, that you think you're at least going to win the photo finish. See how I'm getting the Preakness back in. And that you're going to be able to at least ride that out, even if it's not a pretty finish, that you're going back to Dallas 1-1. Instead, now you're in a very deep 2-0 hole, and you see the veteran savvy of this squad that if you let them get back in and they're hanging around, they've got more guys that they can go to that you trust in big moments, including rising star Jordan Poole off the bench, as opposed to where Dallas is, where it's got to go through Luka's hands.
You know, and the other part is, and this is a big deal, is that this is not a good Mavericks team. They're not very good. Outside of Luka, this is not a really good team. They don't have a great roster. So just for a second, with them being down 2-0, understand being in the West Finals with this roster where you're counting on Reggie Bullock to give you big minutes and hit threes, that's an accomplishment, right? This is just not a great roster. For them to be here is a really big deal.
Really coming thought there was going to be a Jim J. Bullock reference.
No, oh, Jim J. Bullock. Monroe, Fresca.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.